Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for joining me on another show as we have Doug Inglesby. He's from California. He's with a company called All One. They produce supplements, vitamins, many different items, I'm sure. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great, TJ. Thanks for having me on your show.
A little early for you today, isn't it?
You know. The sun's up. I've done them when it wasn't.
Now, what part of California?
Right now I'm in Northern California.
Oh.
And in the foothills of the Sierras, beautiful spot.
Must be vacationing or something up there.
Yeah, it's awful good weather considering what most of the country's going through right now.
Right. You were asking me earlier before the interview, did we get a lot of snow? And we just, no. I maybe have 4 inches on the ground in my house. And we live in Upper Michigan. I'm from Upper Michigan. This show is out of Escanaba, Michigan. And we don't get any of the kind of snow that they got even in Chicago. But
right.
So what caught my attention is that a promoter, a woman that your company must hire to promote, you must hire this group that promotes interviews for your product, brought this to my attention, and I'm always interested in natural or supplemental items, vitamins. I take vitamins every day. How long has your company been around?
Well, the All One formula was introduced in 1972, and that was when I got involved in the vitamin business pretty heavily. But I grew up in and around the vitamin business because my dad was the founder of Plus Products, and in 1936, and during the 40s and 50s, they were introducing some of the original multiple formulas. The most popular vitamin out there is a multiple vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started out, you could get, you know, vitamin C, vitamin B6. Maybe the most comprehensive combination was vitamin A and D together. So nobody was really working with putting together something that was complete, that had the vitamins, had the minerals, all the good stuff that you need in one formulation. And he was there and kind of setting the trend. And I can look at a formula in any drugstore in the United States, and I can see the work that he did with Adele Davis and other research people being reflected in those formulas. So he was kind of on the cutting edge of all that. So I was, you know, there vicariously for quite a lot of it, and then mm-hmm. I've actually been in the business myself since 1972.
So what separates like your company from somebody else? I mean, basically anybody could have vitamins derived from different plants and things like that.
Right. Well, the unique position of the All One supplement is that it's a vitamin powder. It's a powder that you basically put in your orange juice in the morning or whatever juice you have and shake it up and drink it down. And because it's a, you know, pretty sizable scoop of powder, it has about 15 grams of material. And, you know, everyone's seen a 1,000 milligram, which is 1 gram, vitamin C tablet, and they're pretty big horse pills.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as the research started indicating that people should have more and more vitamins and more vitamins were indicated to be taken on a regular basis, all of a sudden it was turning into handfuls of these big, giant horse pills. And so my dad wanted to create an alternative to the vitamin pill, even though he was doing very well selling vitamin pills, and worked coming up with a way to make a vitamin powder that, without having to flavor it or sweeten it or do anything like that, just the vitamins, minerals, and protein, that it would, you know, taste good enough to put in juice and basically take the flavor of the juice. And that was the, you know, the beginning of the All One formula.
Does this,
we've been at it ever since.
Doug, does this absorb? I mean, I've heard, you know, people say, well, this absorbs, maybe the powder would absorb better in your body, or does that make a difference? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's one of the things that people notice when they take All One, is that, you know, they may be taking have been taking vitamins for years, but they've never really felt it. You know, somebody said, well, you know, that's good. You got to take this vitamin pill, and they take it. But when you take a vitamin pill, it goes into your body, and then it has to kind of, it has to actually, the term is disintegrate, and it has to break apart. And in order to do that, you have to put in a disintegrating agent. But before you do that, to make it stick together, you have to put in a binder to hold it together. So there's a lot of non-nutritive stuff that goes into pills. And when the pills finally do break apart, oftentimes they're at a point in the digestive tract that is not the best point of absorption of that particular nutrient. For example, vitamin B12 is absorbed in the mouth, and that's why a lot, it's absorbed throughout the body, but primarily in the mouth. That's why a lot of, if you go to a pharmacy or a health food store and get just a B12 supplement, you'll find that a lot of them are what they call sublingual. In other words, you put this small tablet, because it's a microgram amount, under your tongue and let it dissolve, because that's the best place for it to be picked up. So the powder is already in the juice. It's ready to go. So wherever the best absorption point is, it's going to be picked up right away. And that's why people feel it when they take all one as opposed to taking a vitamin pill.
You know what I was looking for, and I agree with that, because I've taken supplements like that, and it just seemed to me like they were more effective. And I'm sure there's many supplements I took, and then I didn't maybe eat them with a meal, and I drink a lot of water, and I'm guessing they kind of got washed out of my system, and I wasn't investing my money so well.
Right. Well, most of the time, if you look at, or if you read, you know, Dr. Oz or everybody that's out there these days, they'll always say, take your vitamins with your meal. Now, there's two reasons for that. The one reason is that a vitamin pill, to break it apart and to disintegrate it, you have to have your digestive activity up and running and kind of ready to go. So if you started to eat a meal and you've eaten food and the food has started the process through the body, then the digestive juices are flowing, everything's ready, and the pill will dissolve much more rapidly and effectively than it would if you were to just take it by itself with a glass of water. The other reason that they recommend taking a vitamin pill with a meal is that meals have protein, and protein provides amino acids. That's what makes up protein, basically, or various amino acids. And these amino acids are very essential and very effective in also in terms of aiding in the assimilation of the vitamins and minerals that are in the product. So now all one is kind of stands by itself in the sense that it has protein already in the formula. The original formula is about half of it is a milk protein that we get from New Zealand. It's, you know, grass-fed cows. There's no EBST. The milk supply is very clean over there. And they concentrate out the protein part of the milk, and that becomes the base of the formula. So you're getting 8 grams of protein right along with the vitamins and minerals. So it's unique in the sense you can take it with a meal, but you don't have to, like a pill.
Okay, that's really neat. That's good to know, because people are on the run a lot, and like you say, in the morning, you could take it with your orange juice, mix it right in, and be on your way.
Right.
How do you develop your supplements? Now, you mentioned like the New Zealand, the cattle there. When you like grow certain plants, do you raise them a certain way? I mean, I've heard other companies doing this as well.
Right. Well, you know, the whole natural synthetic thing in our industry is kind of a it's almost a fairy tale that has been perpetuated over the years. And the reality is that, you know, it's very difficult to like squeeze a plant and get a stable, measurable milligram amount of a specific nutrient out of that. So that when you have products that people are saying, oh, it's all just squeezed from a plant and it's all natural, be a little suspect. Because the reality is that the thiamine or the pyridoxine, the B6, those are actually created in the lab. They're stable that way. And there's really only a handful of companies that manufacture these various raw materials. Now, this is the basic vitamin mineral blend. Now, there are, in the bases that we use, there are, we could use milk protein, for example, from Europe, but it wouldn't be EBST-free. It would, you do have to have some a semblance of, you know, picking the right form of a specific nutrient so that it's more natural. Now, if you just were to just do a big broad brushstroke, in the short time that we have, I would say that, you know, the supplements that you would get at Vitamin Shop or Whole Foods or your major health or any of the health food stores would tend to be more natural, in quotes, mm-hmm. than the ones that you would get at a pharmacy, because the pharmaceutical companies that make the pharmacy vitamin, they use, you know, coating agents that include shellac and talc and wax and, you know, it's a little more fast and dirty than the care that goes into the supplements that you find in a health food store. But that's a very general statement.
So your supplement, I'm sorry, go ahead, Doug.
No, I'm just saying, and there is a bit of crossover now that, you know, you're finding pharmacies, you know, I think even Walmart now has natural supplement areas that you can go and purchase product there too.
And you're saying there isn't that much of a big difference?
Yes. What I'm saying is that the difference, well, there is a difference. There's a difference in, like I say, the what the grouping called the excipients, which are the coating agents, the binders, the mm-hmm. fillers, the lubricants, the various other stuff that you have to put in to make a vitamin tablet. In, like I say, in the health food class of trade, they're going to use much more natural ingredients for those particular parts of a supplement. Now, the beauty of all one, being a powder, it never goes through the process called wet granulation, which is how you make a vitamin pill. You know, you basically mm-hmm. make it into a paste, expose it to water, and then that paste is sent through a tablet press and pressed together, and then that's what becomes the pill. All one stays in a dry state until you actually mix it up yourself when you get it home, so you don't have to have a coating agent, you know, which will mask the smell of the B vitamins that has been brought on by the fact that it was exposed to moisture, and you don't have to have a binder to hold it together, and if you don't have a binder to hold it together, you don't have to have a disintegrant to break it apart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
right.
a lot cleaner way of taking a supplement.
Is any of that stuff harmful for you, or does that build up, or does that cause any problems?
Most of the excipients are not harmful. Now, there is, you know, when people were looking at an alternative to pills, and this has been happening for a long time,
mm-hmm.
one of the ways that an angle sits out there is a liquid vitamin, a mm-hmm. pre-mixed liquid vitamin. Now, in order to have a stable liquid supplement, you have to have preservatives in there. Because their vitamins, once they're exposed to moisture, their integrity breaks down pretty fast, unless they have a preservative put in there. And one of the things that I've been kind of waving my hands and saying, hey, look out, watch out, you know, is the fact that a lot of the liquid vitamins, in fact, most of them, contain a preservative called sodium benzoate.
Mm.
And sodium benzoate is a preservative that, when it's mixed with vitamin C, when it's exposed in combination with ascorbic acid, which is the other term for vitamin C, it frees the benzene from the sodium molecule, and so you basically, you're drinking something that has benzene in it, and benzene is a known carcinogen. It's been that way, you know, for years. It has no known safe level. You know, so the last thing you want to do is be supplementing your diet with it. So
I might as well add a little arsenic to it.
So it's better to keep it dry as a powder, and you turn it into the liquid by mixing it into your juice in the morning.
Well, I guess I don't use any liquid vitamins. We got to take a break. Doug Inglesby, he's with All One Supplements. We're talking to him out of California today. And I got a few questions because I want to know if you have, if you've seen some people yourself or family that have had some remarkable turnarounds by taking supplements. That's one of the questions I want to ask when we come back.
Okay.
Out there. You know, normally this show is about paranormal, and I'm guessing a lot of you listen to it for that reason. Hopefully you're also feeling good. And that's what I find supplements do. They make me feel good. And that's why I was interested in talking to Doug, to see if what he had to say was similar to what I've heard before. And a lot of these people say a lot of the same things. And it just supports, it seems to support what I believe. Now, I tried to ask Doug if he had any paranormal experiences he wanted to share. This is a little clip from us talking before the interview. No ghost stories to tell me, huh?
No, I wish I had.
Yeah, he didn't really want, maybe he's had them, he just doesn't want to go into it. I always try, you know, I always want a little bit of that. I'm really into that, and I think it's interesting. But I think this is real interesting, because this is unknown territory. As far as, who do you believe? Do you believe your doctors? Some will say supplements are good, some will say no, they're not, and they're a waste. And I guess the only thing you can believe is your own, how well you feel. What I do know, in my own experience, is that when I've taken powdered supplements, they've had a huge difference compared to pill form. So I like the fact that he talked about that, because I agree with that. And I've seen people recover from major diseases. Now, you can't come out and say that this is going to cure a disease, because if you do, you are going to be nailed to the cross if you do that. They're going to come after you. So you have to be very careful. And that's why nobody will come out and say that. But yet, the drug companies will say, well, this is going to help with this and this and this. But there's side effects. So they have to be honest, too. And maybe they can cure some illnesses. But you take the chance of destroying vital organs in your body. And if you don't have to take that chance, and you can find another way, then that's why I'm all in favor of this. And so that's what we're talking about here. Some of you may agree or disagree. Some of you, if you have experiences of your own you want to share, and you don't have to use your name, I'd love to hear about them. And you can just drop something in the shout box, or you can even be a guest. I'd love to have you on talking about it. To me, this is just how we find out the truth, by people sharing these stories. Now, granted, Doug has a company, and it's about, you know, making money, but also, if it wasn't a respectable product, I don't think you would be around as long as he has. So at least it's food for thought, or nutrition for thought. Thanks for listening.
It's out there, out there, out there, out there.
His name is Doug Inglesby. He's out of California. Matter of fact, he's in Northern California right now. His company is All One Supplements. And you're on listening to Out There with TJ Ryan. I wanted to ask you, because I've noticed this and other people around me as well, that it can really make a change in somebody's life. And I'm sure you've heard some stories or known some people, maybe yourself, others.
Right. Anything
come to mind, Doug?
Well, I mean, I got into the whole... My personal story is that I got into the whole industry because my dad, after he had sold Plus Products, was trying to crack this powdered vitamin thing. And he sent me a sample of this formula, and I took it, and about an hour later, I felt so much energy and kind of mental clarity and just like a, that I said something kind of offhand like, we should do something with this.
Really?
But funnily enough, the next thing I knew, I was in the vitamin business, and it's, you know, 40 years later. So, but over that time, we had so many people write and tell stories, and a lot of them are almost miraculous. In other words, one of the very common stories that we get are parents who give All One to their kids and find that, you know, their attention deficit problems tend to go away. You know, that they're sitting still in school and now they're studying. And the only change that they really made was they made sure that they had, you know, good nutrition in their system.
So do you think part of the problem we have with a lot of the illnesses and stuff is just a lack of nutrition?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, most chronic illnesses can be traced back to low-grade nutritional deficiencies. You know, we have a real obesity problem in this country, and one of it's because people are craving sweets all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're craving sweets, you have a vitamin deficiency. That's where the sweet craving is coming from.
Mm.
You may think you're craving sugar, but what you're really craving are vitamins. And so let's kind of go back to before 1900, before we started engineering food, before there was racks of candy bars and big sodas that you could get 10 grams of sucrose in. And where would you go if you had a sweet craving? You would go find a handful of grapes. You'd find an orange or tomato, something that had a natural sweetness. Well, funnily enough, that's exactly the place that are all the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and good properties. And that's what your body's craving. So when people start taking all one, one of the first things that they notice is that their sweet craving diminishes. They also notice that they don't get as tired as fast as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll get letters or calls and people say, you know, it's amazing. A whole day went by and I didn't find myself out in the hall staring at the vending machine,
mm-hmm. Right.
You know, which was where I would go in the past when I, you know, had a little low energy or, you know, wanted something sweet. And so, you know, we're kind of programmed in a way to be drawn to the right foods to eat, you know, and that's the case of a sweet craving. The problem is now there's foods out there that are only sugar. And if you eat foods that are only sugar, they burn up vitamins, which makes the problem even worse.
Even worse.
Yeah.
And isn't it also harder, because a lot of it's not natural sugar, harder for the body to break down?
Mm-hmm.
So that causes a problem as well, right?
Right. You know, the if you take just sugar by itself, it has to have certain B vitamins, vitamin C, certain amino acids, certain minerals, for that calorie, very hot calorie, to turn into energy. So if it doesn't come into the body with the vitamins itself, it's going to find them somewhere. And so what it does is it basically looks around and goes, oh, there's some B vitamins in that cell or in that part of the bloodstream, and it kind of gathers them up to facilitate the burning of that calorie. And if you don't have the vitamins and minerals, it tends to convert to storage fat, and that's one of the reasons that we have.
That's why we have that so much.
There was just a study just recently that came out that I can't remember, you know, where it was done, but they said that, you know, taking a good multiple supplement every day is a good way to lose weight. So that's kind of a benefit, side benefit.
Hmm. And have you heard stories about people that have had fairly serious illnesses and use supplements that help guide them back to better health?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people that have written to us. I remember one comes to mind. I remember it was back in the 80s. It was a letter. It was before the days of email. And it was the family, and they had written that they were taking all one, and their mother had become quite ill. She was in the hospital, and she was basically in the hospital unable to eat, and she was on a feeding tube. And so they mixed up some all-one and slipped it to her. They had to literally slip it to her because whatever they were putting in the feeding tube was the hospital mix of food, which is not necessarily the highest
mm-hmm.
nutrient.
Yes.
On it. And the next thing they knew, you know, they came back the next day and she was sitting up in bed. And then she was starting to eat. They kept continuing to do that. As she started eating, they would mix up all one and let her drink it. And the doctors had, up until that point, they'd basically given up and said, you know, it's a degenerative disease. I can't remember what it is. She may live another few weeks, another few months, we don't know. And here within a week, she was out of the hospital.
Wow.
And now you would think that the doctor would say, you know, what in the world did you do? And would immediately
right.
start calling us and saying, how can I get this stuff? And, you know, start giving it to all my patients. But when they told the doctor this, he said, oh, it couldn't have been that because vitamins just make expensive urine. So, you know, we've had, as an industry, kind of a big roadblock in terms of the medical community because they tend to be more, partial to pharmaceutical,
mm-hmm.
but that's changing. The doctors that are being made doctors now have got a lot of them have been raised by health conscious parents. A lot of them, there's more research now being done on nutrition in medical school, and so it's becoming much more mainstream than it used to be.
So you've seen these kind of things. People have written to you. You've had many, many. I'm guessing hundreds of letters.
Oh, absolutely. And you can go, there's a, if you go to the website, which is all-one, it's all-one.com, there's a thing that says testimonials. And you can just click on that and just scroll down and read. You know, a lot of it is about how they just love the fact that they don't have to swallow pills anymore. But some of them are actual stories about things that, you know, really changed in terms of their overall health. You know, as a supplement company, we're monitored by the FTC and the FDA, and we can't make any claims. And these are air.
Right.
Can you see my?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, and so because a drug claim, you know, and there's a lot of companies that have been really hit by that. I, you know, Airborne, which was a little tablet that dissolved it. People were loving it. It was a very inexpensive formula, and the lady that invented it made a gazillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But one of their claims was, if you take this, it'll prevent, you know, it'll block germs. Well, that's a drug claim, and they FTC finally fined her as $25 million.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty serious thing, and that's why, you know, I print unsolicited letters, but, you know, as a general rule, I don't. Go out.
Right, you can't because you're opening yourself up.
Right, and everybody's different, and even though somebody gets incredible relief from arthritic pain or something like that from all-one, which is another very common response that I hear, you know, I can't really, you know, say that, oh, if you take it, that will happen because...
Well, you've been around people that have healed, and here's my kind of my thought on this, Doug. Isn't it kind of an inside job?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and, you know, the whole thing about whether something is a placebo or whether, you know, a placebo effect, the research that's been done has, a lot of it's been double blind. And it is true that when there actually are nutrients in what they're taking, that they do get better faster. But they always in those studies, there's some where the placebo group responds.
But I also think that, if somebody wants to die bad enough, I don't care what you do. This has been my experience. They're
right.
Going to die.
Right.
And maybe it's their destiny that's what their life was supposed to end at that point.
Yeah, you know, there was, I came to kind of casually know Buckminster Fuller through some seminars that I went to years ago. And Bucky was a very, you know, are you familiar with his work at all? I mean, he was...
No, I'm familiar with the name, but I don't know anything.
Yeah, he did the geodesic dome. That's probably his most famous thing. But he was an inventor. He was a big thinker. And he was married to his childhood sweetheart. She was, you know, they'd known each other since they were in their teenage years. And I think he was in his 80s or 90s when he died, late 80s for sure. And... what had happened is that his wife passed away, and I think it was like 3 or 4 days later, he died too. It was kind of like, okay, I guess we're leaving now.
Right. How often do you see that? That happens a lot.
I mean, that does happen a lot. I mean, that's, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. I mean,
I just look at
people that are very close.
I look at this, Doug. The mind has the ability to heal us, and if we're not working with that, then I don't care what you do. If you think you're going to die and you get a major illness, my experience, I've seen it happen with people I know. And then I've seen people make incredible turnarounds on natural products, completely heal. So a lot of it is our attitude, I feel.
Yeah. And the thing that, you know, where the supplement end of it comes in is especially when people are young. You know, you have to realize that when you're a kid and you're growing and you're building the body that you're going to have for the rest of your life. You're building the immune system you're going to have. You're building the actual organs that you're going to have. Now, it's true that, you know, what is it? They say that every 7 years, all your cells have changed and stuff like that. But you're starting with a certain constitution. And if you're, you know, drinking, you know, soda drinks and eating, but, you know, snack foods that have lots of artificial colors and flavors and lots of sugar and pretty free of nutrients, not containing anything that's really good. That's what you're going to build your body out of. And I think a lot of long-term chronic problems that people have are because they kind of didn't get the nutrients that they needed. when they were growing
up. And their body continued.
And their body just, it doesn't have the basic stuff. And the mind, too. Your mind is, you know, a part of your body. It's right attached to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of supplement makers that will talk about mental clarity. There's one advertisement on the radio now about, you know, how if you take the supplement. I watch these advertisements come and go because, you know, I wait for their, I know they're making a claim and I know that they're going to get yanked.
They're going to get yanked.
But at some point, but it is true. You know, you have, you take choline and inositol. These are brain cell foods. They're nutrients that your brain actually needs. And if you're not supplementing your diet and you're not, you know, growing your own food and letting it ripen naturally and eating just the best of everything, taking the time to prepare it, if your diet really consists of fast foods and lots of sugar, you better take a supplement
mm-hmm.
because you're not getting it in the foods you're eating. That's for sure.
And it maybe is just a matter of time before your body will break down.
Right. It'll throw you the curve.
Do you feel, let me ask you this, because I've asked this to other people I've had on talking about natural things. Do you feel that there will come a day when we will understand that disease, most disease, could be cured by giving the body what it needs? And it doesn't have to necessarily be something that's invented in a pharmacy.
Right. I think that, you know, well, nutrients are vitamins and supplements, minerals, amino acids, they're all preventative. So, you know, it's best to start taking them on a regular basis. And I will say that if somebody does that, that their ability to ward off various viruses, you know, and their chances of developing chronic illnesses later in life are greatly diminished by taking a supplement on a regular basis. Now, if somebody gets a disease and they're already ill, you know, and then they start taking vitamins to kind of make up for lost time, you know, there may be some pharmaceutical preparation that is more effective at that point.
But it carries usually a pretty big risk with it, doesn't it?
Right, exactly. I mean, if you're, you know, they have drug ads all over television now. This blows my mind. Like they're saying, oh, we've got to, you know, our drugs are so expensive, we've got to have expensive drugs. Do you realize how much those advertisements cost?
Yes.
Just stop advertising and give the savings to the patient.
Not only that, but I look at the side effects of these drugs and I think, you know what? If I've got a bladder problem or whatever, you know, I wouldn't live with that. I'm not going to take a chance of dying of a heart attack because
right.
I'm taking these.
Risking, you know, Dr. Sharaskin, who was a doctor that I knew that used to travel around, he was kind of my mentor. And people would always say, well, are vitamins dangerous? And so he would show a slide of, it was a drug advertisement. In those days, all the drug advertisements were in medical journals. The doctor's periodicals, not on, you couldn't get it anywhere. And so he would show the slide. You couldn't really read what it said, but you could see that there was like, he said, this is indications. This is what it does. And there were like two lines. I think it was diazepam or Valium or something that he put up. So the two lines, you know, causes, you know, relaxation, avoids panic attacks, whatever. Those were the reasons you should take it. He said, now the next line, there's 47 lines. Those are warnings. Then the next one is like 152 lines. Those are side effects.
Oh, no.
You know, and I was talking to Andy Weil about it. This was years ago, and I was telling him that story. And he said, have you ever read some of those side effects? He says, there's some really interesting ones in there, like sudden death. No, really. I mean, they have to put that a certain percentage of people that have taken
right.
the drug have
right.
died.
Exactly.
And they have to warn you of that. So, you know, in the supplement industry in the last 4 years, they've started a thing where if somebody has an adverse reaction, you have to report it, which I think is very good.
Right.
But, you know, we haven't had to report one adverse reaction to O1 ever.
Well,
and I've been doing it for 40 years. So vitamins are much safer compounds. They're much more natural. They're something that your body actually needs. And if you give it to, you know, somebody like your kid, you might be surprised with the results you get.
The results that you get. Yes.
You know, kids have vitamin deficiencies. They don't have a Ritalin deficiency.
I agree. I agree with you. And we're out of time, and I'd love to talk again because this is, you're echoing what many other guests have said before.
That's
and what I've known in my heart for a long time. And
wonderful. Well, keep up the good work, TJ.
Well, next time, come on with some ghost stories, could you?
I'll work it out. I'll ask around the office. I'm sure we got a good one, Barry.
So. You must have had a spirit haunt you at some point.
Yeah.
Doug Inglesby from California, and his company is All One, and it's all-one.com. If you want to find out more information, I'm guessing you make a wide arrangement of supplements, right?
Yeah, we basically, they're mostly focused on the multiple powders, and we have six basic ones, and it makes it easy. We want to take the confusion out of it for people, which is a good way to do it.
And once again, as we talked about the powders, I know this because that's what I take. They absorb, they seem to, and I know what you're talking about with energy, so you're right on as far as what I can see, Doug. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on your show today.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.